Today, we focus on Democratic presidential candidate and New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio. Joining us to do that, Bridget Bergen is City Hall and politics reporter for WNYC, joining us from New York. Bridget, welcome to you.
It's great to be here.
So, Bill de Blasio has been mayor of New York City since 2014. Tell us some of the issues he's best known for in these approximately 5 years of being mayor.
Sure. So when Mayor de Blasio ran for mayor, which was in 2013, he was running after 20 years of Republican control of New York City. We had Mayor Rudolph Giuliani and then Mayor Bloomberg, an independent former Republican. And so his whole campaign was really a reaction to that. He ran on the theme of ending the tale of two cities, and it was applied to a host of policy issues, but it was very much about breaking from that era and committing to leveling the playing field for all New Yorkers. One of the signature issues that he ran on at that time was ensuring an end to the misuse of the police tactic known as stop and frisk, and that's something that, you know, has continued to decline throughout his mayoralty. Mm-hmm. He also committed to starting universal pre-kindergarten, and so allowing, you know, parents to have access to a full-day universal pre-kindergarten program for all four-year-olds across the whole city. It was a really significant campaign pledge. It was one of his earliest campaign pledges, and it was one of his first accomplishments when he took office.
On the other end of accomplishments, what has he been criticized for in these approximately 5 years?
So when you think about ending the tale of two cities and making sure someone is not left behind, a lot of that has to do with addressing economic inequality. The mayor has made affordable housing something that is he has tried to address. He's focused on trying to ensure more affordable housing development throughout the city. But what has happened is that has upset the balance in certain neighborhoods. Some people say it has sped up gentrification in certain neighborhoods, making it harder for people living there to hold on. And certainly one of the biggest problems across New York City has been homelessness. We've seen the shelter homeless capacity hit record levels earlier this year. And one of the criticisms from advocates is that the administration was slow to react and to come up with a plan for dealing with it. So the mayor does have a homelessness plan. They are in the process of trying to build additional shelters throughout the city. But advocates say, given this, the scope of this crisis, it's just not enough, and it's just not fast enough.
Mm-hmm. Now, Bridget, in this series, we've been asking about all the candidates' teams, how they build a team, who they surround themselves with. What can you tell us about Bill de Blasio and the team he has?
So, you know, the closest advisor, confidant, sounding board in the mayor's life is the First Lady, Shirlane McCray. She plays a really important role as an advisor and you know, someone who he bounces policy ideas off of, but also someone who helps him vet the people who join his both political team and the teams that surround him at City Hall. He's made some really interesting choices. When he first came into City Hall, one of the concerns was, because he was the first Democrat to run the city in more than 20 years, that the city could potentially slip back into the quote-unquote bad old days, that there would be this spike in crime. And one of the things that the mayor did that I think surprised some people based on how he ran his campaign was that he hired Bill Bratton, someone who had been police chief of New York City years before under Giuliani, and then had also been police chief in Los Angeles. He is best known for supporting something called broken windows policing. It's a kind of policing that focuses on trying to address small, low-level crimes. And from the view of some of his opponents, they see that as something that continues to target Black and brown communities in an unfair way.
Mm-hmm. How does the mayor react to criticism, generally speaking?
It depends on the type of criticism. There are certain things that he will certainly dig his heels into. When it comes to criticism of his policing practices, he would point to the fact that the city still has record low crime, and that under his administration, you know, the city has remained the safest big city in America. But, you know, he's got some real quirks. He every day goes to a gym in Brooklyn. He currently lives in Manhattan. And so for your listeners, there's about 11 miles between where he lives and where he works out. He drives there with his whole fleet of security. It's something that really rubs a lot of New Yorkers the wrong way. He insists on doing it. He goes there every day, and he will not apologize for it. So,
and does he offer a reason why? Does he just like the Brooklyn Club better?
So it's the neighborhood where he lived before he was mayor. And so part of what it is about is, you know, he says it's, you know, going back to, you know, his roots. But when he has been in that surrounding, it's not as though people are coming up to him and necessarily chatting. So it's just part of his routine.
Mm-hmm. He declared his candidacy in May of 2019. So it's been just a few weeks that he's been campaigning for as a presidential candidate. How do you see that translation going, Bridget? I saw a recent poll of New Yorkers finding that 76% of them did not think he should run.
Yeah, it's one of the few things that's brought a lot of New Yorkers together. a general sense of that this is probably not the best move for the mayor. Being mayor of New York City, you know, governing a city of more than 8 million people is a big job unto itself. And a lot of people, even those who are supporters of his, who like his policies, who like him as a mayor, feel like he was just reelected in 2017 and he has a job to do here. And this is taking his attention and his time and energy away from that job.
Mm-hmm.
So it's definitely a controversial move here in New York City.
And it's interesting also, of course, Senator Gillibrand is from New York, but he, de Blasio, is from New York City. So he shares not only a home state, but a hometown, so to speak, with the president.
Exactly, which is something that he has used, I think, arguably to his advantage. He has been an outspoken critic of the president. And even the week that he formally announced that he was running for president, he held what, you know, by all, you know, appearances seemed to be a campaign event in the lobby of Trump Tower. But it was technically a government event where he was announcing a city policy called, you know, the New York City Green New Deal. And it was related to environmental legislation here in the city. But he did it, you know, with a lot of optics that would suggest that attacking the president is going to be something that factors large in his presidential campaign.
Mm-hmm. Confrontational, I guess it sounds like. Anything other adjectives to add to his leadership style?
Well, he's definitely confrontational. He is, I think it's fair to describe him as stubborn. There have been people who have described him as micromanaging. He also, I think, is, you know, defines himself as a progressive and is truly a progressive. His policies are, you know, $15 minimum wage, education for, you know, people throughout the city. He really believes that government should be doing more to improve the quality of lives of the people that it represents.
Right, and I've seen he's proactive in terms of averting climate change as well.
Absolutely. The city has been you know, pushing some legislation to cut the carbon emissions of city buildings, the largest contributor of greenhouse gases across the city. He really wants the city to be at the forefront of that. You know, given that the United States has pulled out of the Paris deal, he points to the role that cities can play in trying to fight climate change.
Bridget Bergen, thank you so much. You've provided a number of insights there from the home state, the hometown of Bill de Blasio, New York City mayor, and of course, Democratic presidential candidate. Bridget, thank you for your time.
You're very welcome. Thank you.